Antonio, thanks very much for joining us. It would be good to get your sense. We obviously had an Iberian briefing and outlook. It would be good to get your sense of how you saw some of those themes in that discussion.
It was very nice to understand that most of people were more optimistic to die than in the beginning of March. So I believe now people begins to see a little bit the light of the day. So that makes a more positive feeling. Of course, saying this, people is still cautious to, and when we ask the question, when December 2019 will return to that level in terms of evaluations and volumes, of course, people is still cautious. So I believe that the sense of a prudent optimism is the world by now.
And in terms of the data, obviously, Antonio, you're picking up on the data from both Spain and Portugal. What are you seeing there? Are you seeing any trends beginning to emerge?
First quarter, just to say, has been very, very high level. And we had really an important volume of deals. So before all this happened, 2020 was really, really looking promising. And the first quarter, we saw around 4.5 billion of transactions happening. And we have all these transactions list on our Iberian data service. Now we are comparing a second quarter with a very nice first quarter. So the basis of comparison can be even more dramatic. The volume we have seen, some big transactions like ASA Investments buying a portfolio of residential. We saw a transaction on Porto Venezia shopping center in Spain. But of course, the level is one quarter of what it was before. In terms of the winners and the losers, it's obvious that hotel and everything that relates with accommodation is a very big chunk of commercial property in Portugal in Spain. You must record that Spain is one of the top five tourism destinations in the world. Portugal is not on top five, but is on between top 10 and top 15. So very clearly, tourism for the Iberian economy is very, 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 very important, is a major factor of concern. The other concern is, of course, about retail, but now shoppings are already opening. And in Portugal and in Spain, and I can speak more a little bit more specifically about Portugal, people really is returning to have shop in shopping centers. And with a few conversations we have had, it's very interesting because the ticket of buying per visit jumped a lot. So people is not sightseeing in malls, in shopping centers. They are going to the shopping center really because they want to buy. And many, many times they have already searched online and they know exactly what they want. So I feel a little bit a more positive mood in last month than before. The winners, residential, rental, is being quoted, our guest, Cristina Garcia Perry, name it very clearly. Affordable residential, I would say. So built to rent, I believe it will be to stay. And a lot of local lodgement, Airbnb style, things that can come now on this cycle to the resi market. And of course, logistics.
That's great. Thanks very much for that update and the kind of view on the data and the outlook for Iberia. Thank you, Antonio.
Many thanks, Richard.